That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Manscaped is here with a deal you cannot pass over for this Easter season. They've got all the tools to give you the beautifully decorated eggs of your dreams. Just because it's Easter doesn't mean you have to go and hide those bad boys behind the tall grass. So make sure your downstairs lawn is mowed. Get yourself feeling as sweet as candy by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off plus free shipping with promo code Bubba. It's time to put all your eggs into the perfect basket with the Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped. Inside this ball care buddy basket, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver ball toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag, all to hold your goodies. I'm talking the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's the elite electric trimmer that has all the proprietary advanced skin-safe technology that is designed to trim your hair on loose skin. Don't forget about the Weed Whacker 2.0, the Crop Preserver, the Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver, and Ball Toner. April is Easter, and it's all about the Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed in raising awareness for the most common form of cancer, men aged 15 to 35, by giving support to the fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of the We Save the Balls initiative. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Hop into the best deal of the year with manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Billy is been the forefront of all type of controversy. Billy is the lead guy and the owner and the president, or whatever you're going to call him, of the Hell on Earth band. And they're the ones that introduced us into the sick world of rat milkshakes and all kinds of things. And now Billy is at the forefront of the latest controversy. What's up, Billy?
Good morning, Bubba.
How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Damn, you're extra freaky today, aren't you? Look at you. You look extra tall, extra freaky.
Just another day.
All kinds of stuff going on with you. What do you got hanging on your neck?
That is a rooster paw.
Rooster paw.
And an alligator paw.
So, Billy, obviously you're the lead singer and the president and the owner of Hell on Earth.
Yes.
And you've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, we're not some Johnny-come-lately just jumping on your tip because you are at the national forefront, because we've been supporting your group for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we probably had Billy in the studio six times. Something like that.
Yeah.
This particular gig is what's got everybody worked into a feeding frenzy.
Yeah. I was contacted by this individual, and for obvious reasons, remains anonymous.
Obviously.
And I was kind of skeptical at first. And
so this guy actually got a hold of you?
Yes.
Not you a hold of him?
Correct.
I'm assuming you didn't even know who he was prior to contacting
him.
Not a
clue.
Is it a guy or a girl? Can you tell us that?
I can't tell you that.
Was this person a fan of what you do, or how did this person know about you?
Person was a fan.
Because, you know, you kind of got a cult following.
Right.
You're not mainstream by all means. You're
right.
Not to the forefront of, you know, if we think of bands, you know, we think of Creed and, you know, Three Doors Down. They don't think of Hell on Earth because you have such a cult-like following, and it's a very, very, very crazy, it's a freak show.
They have their own identities and ways of life.
Right. So in order to know about you, you have to, you know, be somewhat of a, you know, cult-like following. So I'm assuming that this person got a hold of you via email?
Yes.
On your hell, because you have www.hellonearth.net, which, by the way, I think got shut down yesterday because it got a million hits in one day.
Yeah, it got overloaded. It was more than
it
a million.
It fried out like that.
And the server got
firecracker.
Pissed off. So we're looking for a new host now.
Well, we need to get a hold of Hamill because he can probably handle that kind of traffic.
So Entertainment Network.
www.hellonearth.net. Now, I don't even know if it's up yet because it got fried yesterday.
Yeah, it's totally down. But I think mp3.com has, you know, you do a query of Hell on Earth, you'll find a little bit of information, not
right.
Nearly as spectacular.
So this individual gets a hold of you.
Yeah.
And says to you via email, I know I'm familiar with what you do. I'm familiar with your Saturday, October 4th show. And I would like to kill myself. Is that how it went down?
Not particularly in those words. It's more of a situation where that person is really believes in what they're doing. And the situation is a terminal situation, and they'd rather have an assisted suicide, but because the way the laws of the land are, can't do it.
Right.
So bringing Dying to Dignity to the forefront is really what it's all about.
So that's what the underlying theme is dying with dignity.
Correct.
Regardless of this particular situation that's going to possibly happen on stage or not, you've always had a success, so you don't necessarily need this as an added value to get an extra how many people in there to sell tickets, because you do okay anyway.
No.
True?
Right.
Okay. So this person who wants to kill themselves is trying to make a somewhat of a political statement, or a statement in the fact that they like to die with dignity, or are they like trying to make assisted suicides legal? Or is that another angle that they're shooting?
I think it's more just being able to, I mean, if you can die for your country, why can't you die for yourself? That kind of angle,
right?
You know, and without having all the repercussions that obviously in this day and age will come across.
As you know, obviously Jack Kevorkian spending a lot of time in prison for assisted suicides. And now, how much of a media super feeding frenzy has it been on you?
Everything from Rolling Stone to Associated Press and all the way down the list.
The St. Petersburg Police Department's looking for you?
Yeah.
No, they can't come over here because they're out of their jurisdiction, so
right.
They can't come here. But you might want to put a disguise on when you're driving across a bridge, because you're pretty identifiable.
Yeah, I'm going north anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, are you? So now, what's the chances of this really happening, Billy? I mean, is it locked in stone and going to happen?
Yeah, I've got everything right here. It's actually, I've got the letter. Now, I know I'd spoken to Spice Boy, and he said something to the fact that, you know, get him on the air. I spoke for him, the person, and he freaked out.
Right.
This person freaked out.
Right.
But I do have...
But you need to explain to this person if there's going... You know, we have protection capabilities. I know you know that. But secondly, if there's anybody that's going to give this guy a fair shake, because we've always given you a fair shake, and we're not about busting his balls, and we're not about being a
his
dick...
or her.
Yeah, I just use him because it's easier. But him or her, we're not about busting this person's balls. And, you know, it would be our show. You know that.
We probably have
the broadest scope of all. So if this person, you know, prior to the show wants to get on and speak their mind and have it be heard, please invite that. Please invite them.
I will.
Carte blanche with our show under the guise of protection.
I will.
Have you heard me do protection before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it'll... This person, if it's a man, it'll sound like a woman, and if it's a woman, it'll sound like Minnie Mouse.
Right,
so.
Right.
Is this person a fan of our show?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there any way that this person that's sick can be medically treated so that it would not die?
Well, it's a situation where it's a terminal illness, so
right.
That kind of speaks
can you
for
give
itself.
Us? Can you give us the age?
Can't do that.
Can you give me a 20-year span of age? Is it between 20 and 40, 40 and 60, 60 and 80?
Can't do it. But I was skeptical until I actually received this, and...
Now, have you met with this person?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been this close from me to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay.
And what I can do is, this wasn't supposed to go out yet, but I did get the permission to give this over to you.
Right.
And this is actually the letter that was supposed to go out. It was actually dated on Monday, and it's pretty intense about the suicide letter.
Okay. So Billy, am I at liberty to read this?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, out of respect to you, Billy, and I have a relationship with you. Not queer. I'm just saying we've had an ongoing relationship where we've, you know, you've been in the studio and you bring all kinds of freaks in here and we like it. But I don't want to bust your balls and piss you off. So I want to do everything right by you. You know what I'm saying?
There is a very good chance that the Friday of the day before, I'm really pushing for this, that person will actually talk to you. I don't think it'll be in person, but it'll probably be on the phone.
Right. Under protection.
Under protection.
This is the suicide letter written by this person dated Monday, September 15th, 2 days ago. To whom it may... Now, is this going to be released to the press?
Later on.
Okay, cool. So we have the exclusive as of now. To whom it may concern, I have decided to end my life because of the continuance of suffering due to my terminal illness. This disease is unbearable to me. I consider I have lived a full and useful life, but now no longer wish to continue. I have made use of all the medical treatments and care that are acceptable to me. This decision is known to others, but the final decision has been mine alone in a normal state of mind. I'm a supporter of the Euthanasia Right to Die Society and agree with its credo. I have chosen this event on Saturday, October 4th, for my self-deliverance to raise awareness of dying with dignity. I am of rational mind and do not hold Hell on Earth or the State Theater liable for my actions. my living will and durable power of attorney for health care will be on my person on that evening of my self-deliverance as evidence of my carefully considered wishes with regret to my death.
With regard to my death.
I'm sorry, I'm with regard. It's handwritten, so I thought that was a T. I shall sue anyone who tries to revive me before my passing against my wishes. And in closing, I hope that everyone understands and respects my decision in this matter and hope one day that others in the same condition have the right to die with dignity. Dated Monday, September 15th, 2003.
Then the name, I assume that's what the blacked out portion
is?
Yeah, keep it blacked out. So this is the letter written by this individual. Now, there's a chance that the Friday before October 4th, which would be October 3rd, Billy is going to orchestrate me having this person that wrote this letter on my show, on the phone, under the guise of protection, just to reiterate this letter and explain this letter and just, again, reiterate this person's wish to die. So now, Billy, do you think that at the end of the day, now that it's a feeding frenzy upon media and all the city forefathers and all the law enforcement agencies and everybody's going to get involved, do you think that they're going to shut it down?
I don't believe so. It's not illegal to do what we're doing. It may be considered immoral, but it's not illegal as far as putting the spotlight on it.
That reminds us of something we did a few years back.
Yeah, remember, Billy, my hog deal? It was distasteful but not illegal, and we got hemmed up almost for 5 years. Now, Billy, let me ask you a question. Will you go on stage and say, hey, I'm Billy of Hell on Earth, you know, this is my band? I have nothing to do with this. This is a person's own choice. Hell on Earth is not administering anything. Hell on Earth is not putting any needles in anybody. Hell on Earth is not. We are here to play a show, and we have this particular person as a guest.
Exactly. I
mean, something to that matter.
Yeah.
Are you going to consult an attorney?
I don't know if I need to, but
I probably would get a hold of an attorney anonymously and not let them know who the, you know, not necessarily expose their name to the forefront, but to get some type of, you know, legal rhetoric that you say to the crowd on your mic and maybe some legal rhetoric that you have this person sign, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just a double cover. Brent, I don't want to see Billy have to go through the legal abortion that we had to go through.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, have you spoken to this person about how they want to go about killing themselves?
Yes.
And what did they...
There's numerous ways, of course, out there. There's a couple that are actually considered, and I think one that's more prone, but... one way that was definitely on the charts there was it's called the plastic bag treatment or plastic bag
is it suffocation?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Basically, what you do is
you even brought the plastic.
Oh yeah,
bag.
I mean this is kind of like what it takes to do it here. It's the plastic bag technique
where you put a plastic bag over your head with a rubber band
around
your neck.
What you would do is you would take maybe some Demerol, like 50 milligrams, maybe 70 of them, and then you have to take a quick and accelerate with the alcohol, and then you'd actually place the rubber band over your head, maybe two of them, the thicker the better, like right over your head. And then
around your neck?
Yeah, around your neck, the rubber bands, and then you take a dust mask, like you find at any...
Like a painter's mask.
Yeah, any hardware store, you put that around your face. And what that does is once you put the paper, the plastic bag, I mean, the turkey bags are probably best for something like this, like the Reynolds oven bags, because they're like 19 inches by 23 inches, and you can totally cover your head with this.
This is weirding me out, man, even thinking about it.
And what you do is you, I don't know if you want to have anyone sample this, but...
Brent, put that over your head. Brent, you have no hair. I want to make sure that I put the disclaimer that, you know, my show, I do not condone anybody killing themselves. And I'm not. I don't want this girl or guy to kill themselves. I wish they wouldn't do this, but I can't take somebody's personal choice away from them either. I'm not everybody's father,
right?
Unfortunately, and I don't condone a suicide. I think that that's horrible, but I can't take it away. Brent, are you going to do it now?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Kill Brent.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, Brent's got to do it himself.
Although Brent, well, Brent, don't give Brent the materials to kill himself either, because he
might.
He may do it.
You slip these
Brent,
rubber
please.
Bands over your head.
He's been tired of life for a number of years.
Over your head and down to your neck.
Brent, please be careful,
and
please.
After you've taken Demerol or...
the Demerol.
You're getting ripped off.
You're chipping me out of the drugs.
Brent, you look like a... This you look
hurt.
Like a bank robber, Brent.
Oh, yeah, this would definitely do it.
Now, what does that do? Does that cut your breath off?
Now, I'm getting to that. What you want to take preferably is this, I think it's called Nebutal, and that's going to give you the quickest results, accelerated without, like, vodka or something.
Quickest results meaning what? To kind of bring you out of it?
Yeah, you're trying to do this in the most nicest way possible. Yeah, and you place that over your head. Not yet. Now, what you want to do is you want to tuck the bag into the rubber band.
No, I'm going to go ahead and skip that stuff right now.
Yeah. Then what you do is after you tuck it, you hold the rubber band out. So you tuck it and keep it held out. Oh, and you tuck it all the way around the neck.
We're resuscitation.
But keep your thumbs out like that, about maybe 4 inches from your neck.
Right.
All
right.
Now, by the time the Demerol or the Nebutal kicks in, you're knocked out and your hands let go.
Oh, I understand.
And
so
then
my hands
about
30
minutes later, you die.
That's pretty lengthy, though.
Now, Billy, you don't think that...
you're unconscious.
Now,
so.
You don't think as soon as this girl or guy does this, wheels themselves out or whatever, out on stage, and does this, that the cops aren't going to jump the stage and subdue them?
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, would there be a quicker way? Is there another option that would be quicker and maybe more efficient to the surroundings?
I'm just saying. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, that's just one way. I mean, there's some other ways that are being considered. Right. So, I'm just giving you an example of one way.
What other ways are being considered? I mean,
can't go into all the details. Okay. But there's always lethal injection, but that has more to do with assisted suicide, which this is not going to be.
Right.
Yeah. No. You can. Yeah. Wow. Now let me ask you a question. Could they legally detain this guy or girl? This person.
Which is why this person is anonymous.
Yeah, the police do have Baker Act authority.
Exactly.
So, but like, you know, if the cops are at the front row, right, Billy? And as soon as this person identifies himself...
I don't think the cops will get past the fans. They're pretty...
Well, there's going to be a riot.
Typical
Hell on Earth show.
No. We're talking about somebody dying.
Our show's a pretty, right? Pretty cool.
Now, Billy, is there any way that we can talk this person out of it?
I've actually tried that.
Yeah,
and
you really have.
Yeah.
I mean, you really said, hey, listen, you know what? Let all bygones be bygones, regardless of what character I play on Hell on Earth. I'm a pretty nice, because you are, Billy, you're a pretty nice, sensible guy. You're just regular, less your appearance, you're pretty pretty mild-mannered. Seriously.
Yeah.
Just a regular guy. And, you know, 33 years old, regular dude. And less the Hell on Earth gimmick that I have to do, you know, for what you do for a living, make money. I'm a pretty... You know, clean living, pretty nice guy, and I really don't want you to do this. I don't think it's the right thing. That's my opinion. And have you actually parlayed that expression to this individual?
It was displayed just real close to that, and the sincerity of this individual is incredible. So, I mean, you can only...
Do you think, in your personal opinion, if something goes awry here where this person's not allowed to do it on in your venue, whereas somebody steps in...
If it's not there, it'll get done somewhere
else.
That's
what I'm trying to ask you is if it doesn't happen at your show, then it's going to happen in the private sector regardless. Are you pretty sure to say
absolutely.
That? Right. Well, it's too bad, man. It isn't too bad that somebody's that sick. Fairly younger person? I mean, is it, you know, not like a 92-year-old Grandpa McGillicuddy?
Definitely not 100 years old.
Right. I mean, not, you know, not obviously very on its deathbed, old, you know, 90-some, wheelchair, cane, McGillicuddy.
We can't afford to lose any more fans of the show.
Yeah. I don't got... Although the rednecks are getting girls knocked up at an alarming rate. And we're
that's
getting
true.
New, we're getting new Bubba Babies.
We got a redneck baby boom on the way.
Yeah. God, Billy, I really don't know what to say. What do you have to do now? Do you have to hide?
I'm not going to hide.
What can the cops... If the cops come rampant on your door and start asking you questions or try to put pressure on the state theater to not allow you to rent this place on that particular evening, so that you don't have a venue to execute this, what's going to happen?
Well, we'll find out.
Do you have a contract with State Theater?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And State Theater already said that they're not going to allow it to happen on their stage. Now, that kind of brings up an interesting point there alone, you know, being that if this guy's theater, he doesn't want you to do it, then what do? You take it somewhere else?
Well...
I mean, this guy's or girl is going to kill themselves no matter what.
Well, I wish I could talk to this person, talk him out of ability.
For all we know, maybe the person will just be in the audience and then just like all of a sudden, you know.
But see, Dave Hundley also said he's not going to stop the show.
Yeah, he's not going to stop it either. So
He just said he doesn't condone it. Obviously, he has to legally say he doesn't condone it, just as you have to.
Sure.
You know, just as you have to say, hey, listen, I don't want this person to do it.
I mean, human life is very precious, you know. So.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is this person, is it a friend of yours? I mean,
well, I would say friend now, but I mean,
not a friend,
but you know, but it's been a real short time. We're talking a matter of 2 weeks.
Wow. If this person did not kill themselves, what would be this person's life expectancy, in your opinion? I know you're not a doctor, but
I really don't know.
This person hasn't told you like what the doctors have told
them. I do know some personal medical records, but I can't. I'm not asking
as to any condition as to what this person has, but I mean, has this person been given a time frame by the experts at all? Do you know that?
I think so.
Oh, they has? So this person's counting it down anyway.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I just wish I could talk to this person and somehow talk him out of it. It's very, very shocking, is it not, Billy?
Yeah,
or
it is.
Oh, yeah, her. It's very shocking. Very, very shocking.
Now, the media frenzy around it, like, I don't even think you know this. You were in the paper today.
I don't know that.
Yeah, about all this going on. Is that scaring you out? Is that freaking you out a little bit?
Just another day.
What can scare Billy? Look what he looks like.
That's true.
People get scared of him. When you go to the grocery store and stuff, Billy, people get scared of you?
They question me sometimes.
What do they say? Like, what the hell are you on about? I wouldn't question. I would not say a word to you. I'd be like, you're going to kill me or something.
Sometimes, but I think over the years, like people kind of like, I don't know, there's a lot more things out there to worry about.
Do kids look at you and stuff? Say, oh, my God.
Sometimes.
Anyway, Billy, I thank you for coming by, Billy, and giving us this letter.
Thank you for giving something to...
I just want to make sure that you understand, Billy, that I'm not supporting this. I'm worried for you. I'm very worried for you. I am, because you're a friend of mine. And we've done all kinds of crazy antics, from rat milkshakes to nipple piercing to regurgitation to all kinds of stuff. And nothing has gone this far before, and I'm just really worried. As a friend, take Bubba the Love Sponge radio show. As a friend, I'm worried for you.
Thank you.
I am worried for you, and I hope that. Although I don't want to get into somebody's business like this, I just think that maybe I'm getting old. I'm just worried for you, Billy. And just be careful, please. Be careful.
I think you are showing a little bit of age there, Bubba.
Yeah, I am getting kind
more
of old.
more caring and concerned.
Yeah,
I think it's kick ass. I want to see it.
I would try to stop it. I would. I'd be the person that gets sued. Because this person writes, I shall sue anybody who tries to revive me before my passing against my wishes.
That's what I'm saying. This is what the person wants. Let them do it.
I know, but man. So anyway, Billy, do you see what you can and make sure you tell the person, as I think I was very fair to you and didn't ask you, you didn't blindside you and try to be a dick. Tell this person that I'll be, you know, I'm sure this person's probably listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are listening to me, realize that we feel for you. We realize what you're going. No, we don't really. I guess we don't really know what you're going through. But nobody can really realize what you're going through. But we would love to speak to you on or off the air in the private or public sector.
Now, are you going to let media in? I mean, at the door? I mean, if it's your venue, if they want to come in and whether film it or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe we'll have a no officer of St. Petersburg police policy.
What's that now?
I'd certainly try that one.
No men in uniforms or women.
Well, that you can't deny people the uniform.
Okay, we'll let them in.
Billy used my quote on the back of his deal. It said, Marilyn Manson would be considered rated G Billy, Hell on Earth would be considered rated X. Bubba the Love Sponge.
That's funny.
That is. Billy, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Please keep us posted on, you know, the daily trials and tribulations.
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to be trying to get a piece of you. You know that. Every radio station is going to want to talk to you. Every TV station is going to want to interview you. Just tell them that you're going to do all your speaking through my show. Because if not, they're going to...
I'm pretty hard to get a hold of anyway.
They are. You are hard to get a hold of. You're like a vampire almost.
Yeah, you got to pick and choose, man, because a lot of these shows, they're going to want to blast you.
You know, in my personal opinion, Billy, this is my personal opinion, and I'm not saying this for personal gain. I truly do mean this. I think that this event will become too mainstream if the media is able to get a hold of you. I think if you keep it structured as to how you always promote all your shows with me, because if this was just a regular show and this was not a, you know, you didn't have this thing supposedly happening, I'd still have you on. You know that.
Yeah,
you have carte blanche with me. Every Halloween you come on.
Yeah.
And I think the more you, for lack of a better term, whore this event out and the more mainstream this event comes, the more less credible it becomes. I think Billy is doing what he always does. Regardless of this thing going down on the 4th or not, Billy would be in my studio in the next couple of weeks promoting this show. So I think we stay true to the course.
Absolutely.
It's my opinion. Billy, thank you, and more importantly, please be careful.